Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation. Thanks for coming in. I just wanted to make sure that you're settling in and feeling ready for the fall semester, as you are our newest addition to our economics department's faculty.
Yes, my class preparations are going well, and I look forward to meeting my students. Oh, but there is one thing I'd like to ask about. How do I get a permit to park in the faculty lot? Is there an office on campus that handles that?
There is, but I recommend using our portal site to apply for the permit from home. When you're logged in with your faculty account, it's really easy to do.
Number 32.
Where most likely do the speakers work?
Number 33.
What does the woman want to do?
Number 34.
What does the man recommend doing? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Emmett, sorry I'm late for my shift. The lobby looks pretty quiet, but I heard there was a problem with one of the double rooms on the third floor.
Right. Housekeeping noticed it this morning. The door lock won't accept the key card, so we can't get in.
And maintenance wasn't able to fix it?
No, we had to call the manufacturer. They're sending someone now.
I hope it can be repaired fast. We're fully booked for the next two evenings, and it would be bad publicity to turn away anyone who wishes to stay at our accommodations.
Number 35.
Where most likely are the speakers?
Number 36.
What is out of order?
Number 37.
Why should the repair be done quickly? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Wen Ling, can I talk to you about the plans for the Berlin Trade Show?
Oh, sure, Byron.
Well, I like that we'll have staff hand out cheap pens with our logo on them, but I was thinking about a second giveaway item for booth visitors that we really want to impress.
I just had the same idea, actually. Why don't I put in an order for branded USB chargers? They're very useful for portable electronics like smartphones.
Ah, that could work. But we'll need to check the product details of the chargers to make sure that they are of reasonably high quality. Could you send that information to me before you buy them?
Number 38.
What is the conversation mainly about?
Number 39.
What does the woman offer to do?
Number 40.
What does the man request? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Brandon, is Lorna around? A client just called to tell me about a technical issue with our website.
I don't think she's here today, Klaus. She isn't signed into the company messaging service.
That's not good. I was hoping to have this problem taken care of right away. Wait, Brandon, aren't you taking night classes in web development?
Yeah, but I'd need special access to the site to be able to change anything. I think you'll have to ask Lorna.
Okay. Alice, do you know where Lorna is?
Oh, she's probably out sick. She said yesterday that she might be catching a cold.
Number 41.
What has a client done?
Number 42.
What does Klaus mean when he says,
Brandon, aren't you taking night classes in web development?
Number 43.
What does the woman guess that Lorna is doing? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Do you have a minute, Trent? I have some exciting news. I just negotiated an agreement with Jadeley Publishing to carry their products in our bookstore.
That's nice, but don't we already have enough coloring books on sale? I'm not sure what the benefit of this deal could be.
Jadeley Publishing's coloring books are for senior citizens, a new market. They've allowed the company to double its size just in the past year.
Oh, wow. Well, I guess that could work.
You're still not convinced? Well, wait until their books arrive. They're really beautiful. I'm going to set them up in the store window. You'll see what I mean.
Number 44.
Why does the woman speak to the man?
Number 45.
What does the woman say about Jadeley Publishing?
Number 46.
What does the woman say she will do? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Joel. It's Sheila. I'm looking over the itinerary for the company retreat at Fridley Resort next month. And how did you calculate the driving time to the resort?
I got it from a route planning website that one of the editors recommended. Why? Is something wrong?
Well, it says that the bus ride there will only take an hour, but the resort is all the way out past Cashmore. And since it's near the city, there'll be traffic too.
Oh, I see. Thank you for pointing out this problem. I'll try to find a more accurate estimate.
Number 47.
What are the speakers mainly discussing?
Number 48.
What does the man say he did?
Number 49.
What does the woman mention about a resort? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation. Now, can I interest you in buying this piece of equipment? It's a sound level testing device. It can be used to make sure that the noise levels in your factory are safe for workers.
It looks like it would break easily. Does it come with a case or covering?
Yes, it does. You won't need to worry about problems like that.
How do I know if the levels are too high?
The product information booklet shows how the noise levels will appear on the electronic display. It's pretty easy to figure out. Would you like to test it out?
Number 50.
What is the man doing?
Number 51.
What does the woman ask about?
Number 52.
What does the man say is explained in a booklet? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Soo-hyun, can I pull you away from your experiment for a minute?
Sure, Walter. What's up?
This is Felicia Green, another one of our accomplished scientists. I wanted to introduce you two because you both live in Migton Heights. If you drive to work together, you'll be eligible for preferred parking under our company's new rideshare program.
Oh, I'm very interested in that. Felicia, it's great to meet you. I think I read your paper in Biology Quarterly. I need to concentrate on this experiment now, but let's talk later to see if our start and finish times match up.
Sounds good. Here's my extension number.
Number 53.
Who most likely are the women?
Number 54.
Why are the women being introduced?
Number 55.
What will the women talk about later? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation. Nicole, you're the one in charge of sewing the main character's party costume, right?
Yes, that's me. It's almost finished.
Will you need much more time? We need to begin filming the scene tomorrow morning.
It'll be fine. The basic version of the suit is ready, and my assistant is picking up the rare gold-colored fabric for the trim right now.
Oh, in that case, we can do a fitting with the actor, right? I'll tell Blake to come in and try it on.
That's a good idea. Thanks.
Number 56.
What is the woman responsible for?
Number 57.
Why does the man say, "We need to begin filming the scene tomorrow morning"?
Number 58.
What does the man decide to do? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Daisuke, I saw our new self-check-in machines being tested when I flew into Hendron Airport yesterday. That's exciting.
Yes, the process is well underway. And so far, it seems that passengers like them. They appreciate that the kiosks will cut down on the time spent waiting in line for staff check-in stations. I think they'll be a big success.
Glad to hear it. Do you think they'll be installed in Terminal C before it begins operation?
I'm not sure. We'd have to hurry to meet the February deadline.
Number 59.
What is the topic of the conversation?
Number 60.
What does the man say is the benefit of a change?
Number 61.
What will most likely happen in February? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and seating chart.
Hello, Howie. I'm excited to see this play. Everyone is recommending it. Oh, before I forget, how much do I owe you for my ticket?
I think it's printed on the tickets. Yes, here it is. It's a little expensive, right? But we should have a great view. Our seats are right in the center of the balcony section.
Well, then I'm sure it will be worth it. Let's head inside. Wow, they've decorated the whole lobby.
Yeah, there are even life-sized figures of the cast over by the snack bar.
Why don't we take each other's picture with them? Those would make great souvenirs.
Okay, let's go.
Number 62.
What does the woman want to know?
Number 63.
Look at the graphic. Which area will the speakers most likely sit in?
Number 64.
What does the woman suggest doing? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and invoice.
Ham's Home Market, this is Alvin. How can I help you?
Hi, there's a problem with the shipment I just got from your store. My order number was 36433. Two of the drinking glasses in the package have large cracks in them. I think they weren't wrapped well enough.
I'm sorry. We'll replace them immediately. Okay, I'm checking, and Oh, that brand of tableware has gone out of production, and we don't have any more in stock.
That's disappointing. I'd like to return the other glasses, then.
Actually, you're welcome to keep them. And, of course, I'll issue you a refund for their full price.
All right. Thank you very much.
Number 65.
What is the problem with the woman's shipment?
Number 66.
What does the man say about some tableware?
Number 67.
Look at the graphic. What refund amount will the woman most likely receive? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and floor plan.
Welcome to Bachman Language Academy. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Spencer Rutledge. I'm scheduled to interview for the English instructor position at 2.
Let me see. Ah, here you are. We'll have you give a teaching demonstration first, so you can start setting up in the small classroom behind my desk. I'll just tell the staff director you're here.
Thank you. Oh, sorry. Could you write down the password for your wireless internet service for me? I'd like to put my laptop on a desk and stream a video during my demonstration.
Number 68.
What is the purpose of the man's visit?
Number 69.
Look at the graphic. Which room does the woman direct the man to?
Number 70.
What does the man ask for?